churning my insides, flooding my lungs. I couldn't breathe. I was so angry, so damn angry and hurt. I couldn't move past the vow he'd made 22 years ago. He should be here. He promised. The penny heated between my fingers, but I couldn't stop rubbing it. I couldn't stop the memories from bowling me over.
Swear it, Daddy. Swear on your lucky penny that you'll never leave me.
Daddy, so big and so strong, was like the oak tree in our backyard that I'd love to climb, solid and steadfast. But the day Mama died, he'd fallen, and he'd crumbled. And at 5 years old, I didn't know what was scarier, Mama's lifeless body or Daddy's lifeless eyes. I don't know if it was my small fists banging on his legs or the tears that soaked his pants, but he suddenly dropped to his knees. His brown eyes glistened with a wetness that left me cold, even though the sun warmed my skin. He looked at me, and he saw me. He choked on a breath as if he were coming back to life. He took the penny from my fingers and bowed.
I promise, Maya, I'm here to stay.
I believed him, but I'm not 5 years old anymore. 27 years old, mad at the world, mad at God. Mad at Daddy for saddling me with his second wife, Jeannie, who couldn't bear to see his casket. So instead of sitting in the pew with his family, she'd run out of the sanctuary and locked herself in the bathroom. After everything Daddy endured for that woman, my family giving him crap for marrying a white woman 15 years his junior, his so-called friends freezing him out because they didn't think it was right. And how had she repaid him? With cowardice. Sniffles cut through my fog of anger. Ryder. My shadow. The only good thing Jeannie had done with her life had been birthing a beautiful and brilliant daughter. The squeeze from Ryder's hand gave me a sliver of comfort, though from the red that inflamed her baby blues and from the puffy bags under her eyes, she needed comforting too. I tilted my head on her shoulder and pulled her into a side hug.
We'll be okay. I managed to whisper.
Her arm squeezed my waist.
Promise?
Her voice shaky and desperate, much like my own when I'd asked Daddy the same request. I wanted to give her the world, but I couldn't utter the lie. But I did stop rubbing the penny. It wasn't lucky after all. Chapter 1. Maya. All black everything. Monday morning, March 23rd, 15 days since Daddy died.
Damn.
I pushed the heavy glass door, lunch bag and empty mug in hand, ready to start back after a brief hiatus from Dickerson Hill and Sanders Law Firm. I wasn't cursing about my return to work, or the fact that I felt just as lost as I had 2 weeks ago when Daddy died. No, I cursed because I wasn't ready for well wishes, or fake wishes. Mark Sanders, one of the owners and a partner, would be authentic. David Nero, a fellow staff attorney and my nemesis, would give me fake sympathy. But I was an adult and a Donaldson. We didn't run away from difficulty, we conquered it. So I marched into the break room, my pink 4.72-inch Louboutins clicking against the tile announcing my arrival. Mark stopped mid-conversation with David, giving him the universal hold up finger. David pressed his lips together, likely very annoyed at my noisy entrance that took time away from his precious mentor. My pace brisk, I stood over and opened the door to the fridge and then placed my lunch inside. Gentlemen, I nodded and moved a few steps over to the coffee machine.
Hey, Maya.
Mark's firm grip grasped my shoulder as I waited for the coffee to drip.
How are you holding up?
I fixed my lips into a not-too-happy, yet not-too-sad smile, and then turned around.
I'm okay. Your father will be missed.
His brown eyes drooped a bit at the corners.
Did I ever tell you he helped me get my first client?
I shook my head, though he'd told me a few times already. It made people happy to share memories of Daddy. I let Mark ramble on.